Today's reading is from Genesis chapter 9, verses 1 through 29. In this chapter, we will find that Noah and his sons are off the ark at this point. They are embarking on life after the flood. In Genesis 9:1, God blessed Noah and his sons and said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth." It's very interesting that that points back to Adam, where in Genesis 1:26, he tells man to be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. So this is a recreation. God has destroyed everything. He's destroyed the creation except for Noah and his wife and his sons' wives. And now he's starting over with them. He's starting over because of the sin of man being so great on the earth that he judged man. But now things are going to be different. He says that every beast of the earth will have fear of you and terror of you. Every bird of the sky will as well, with everything that creeps on the ground. He says, into your hand these things are given. Noah and those who come after him will have a different relationship with nature, with God's creation. He also gives every moving thing that is alive as food. He says, as with the green plant, I give all to you. So man is allowed to eat meat along with plants. Then in verse 6, he says, whoever sheds man's blood, by man his blood shall be shed, for in the image of God he made man. Again, we go back to Genesis 1 and 2, be fruitful and multiply, God creating man in his own image. Here we have the basis for the law. This is the basis for the law will be that the man sheds the blood of another man, he will have to pay for it. He will need to be punished. God has given this punishment to man in order to keep the nations under control. And so we see then the Noahic covenant. He promised he will never destroy the earth by the flood of the waters. We don't have to worry about another worldwide flood because he won't do that. He put his bow in the sky, the rainbow that shows us that he will not do that. It's the sign of the covenant, and we see that every time it rains. Every time it rains, we see the rainbow or the bow in the sky. We can remember through that God will not destroy the earth by water. But we need to remember that he did judge the earth and he will judge it again. Many want to deny the flood. They know that God has judged and will judge in the future. Then at the end of the chapter, we have this interesting story of Noah's three sons. And I would argue Noah, when he got off of the ark, I would argue he thought that God was starting over with him. He thought he was the second Adam. He may have even thought that he was the Messiah. After he got off the ark, he began to be the man of the land and plant a vineyard. And he drank of the wine and became drunk and uncovered himself inside his tent. What's interesting here is that I think Noah might have thought he was the Messiah. But when he got off the boat and he planted this garden, when he planted this vineyard, he realized that the ground was still cursed. And he realized, I believe, that he was not the Messiah. After all of this, after all these things, he then gets drunk. He uncovers himself in his tent. And we see this situation with Shem, Ham, and Japheth. We see Ham, who saw the nakedness of his father and told his two brothers outside. I would argue that he was mocking his father, is mocking his drunkenness and his nakedness. But Shem and Japheth, they took the garment and laid it on their shoulders and walked backwards and covered the nakedness of their father. So instead of mocking their father, they upheld his dignity. And we find that reflected in the curse of Canaan. And we see that in the blessing of Shem and Japheth. So as we consider these things, as we consider this chapter, I would just suggest that you focus on God's faithfulness, that we can trust him. Because of the Noahic covenant, we know that he's going to sustain this world. The Noahic covenant is an unconditional covenant. We know that we can trust God, that there's going to be summer, fall, winter, spring. There's no fear of judgment by the water or the flood. As we have journeyed along in our reading, I want you to see the faithfulness of God. I want you to see that through this judgment, God is still faithful to his creation. And he continues to be faithful to his creation, and he will be faithful to you if you trust in him. Let us read Genesis 9, 1 through 29.
And God blessed Noah and his sons and said to them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. And the fear of you and the terror of you will be on every beast of the earth and on every bird of the sky, with everything that creeps on the ground and all the fish of the sea. Into your hand they are given. Every moving thing that is alive shall be food for you. As with the green plant, I give all to you. However, flesh with its life, that is its blood, you shall not eat. Surely I will require your lifeblood from every living thing, I will require it. And from every man, from each man's brother, I will require the life of man. Whoever sheds man's blood, by man his blood shall be shed. For in the image of God he made man. As for you, be fruitful and multiply. Swarm on the earth and multiply in it. Then God spoke to Noah and to his sons with him, saying, As for me, behold, I will establish my covenant with you and with your seed after you, and with every living creature that is with you, the birds, the cattle, and every beast of the earth with you, of all that comes out of the ark, even every beast of the earth. Indeed, I will establish my covenant with you, and all flesh shall never again be cut off by the water of the flood, and there shall never again be a flood to destroy the earth. Then God said, This is the sign of the covenant which I am giving to be between me and you and every living creature that is with you, for all successive generations. I will put my bow in the cloud, and it shall be for a sign of a covenant between me and the earth. It will be when I bring a cloud over the earth that the bow will be seen in the cloud. And I will remember my covenant, which is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh, and never again shall water become a flood to destroy all flesh. So the bow shall be in the cloud, and I will look upon it to remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is on the earth. And God said to Noah, This is the sign of the covenant which I have established between me and all flesh that is on the earth. Now the sons of Noah who went out of the ark were Shem, and Ham, and Japheth. And Ham was the father of Canaan. These three were the sons of Noah, and from these the whole earth was scattered abroad. Then Noah began to be a man of the land, and planted a vineyard. And he drank of the wine, and became drunk, and uncovered himself inside his tent. Then Ham, the father of Canaan, saw the nakedness of his father, and told his two brothers outside. But Shem and Japheth took the garment, and laid it upon both their shoulders, and walked backward, and covered the nakedness of their father. And their faces were turned backwards, so that they did not see their father's nakedness. Then Noah awoke from his wine, and he knew what his youngest son had done to him. So he said, Cursed be Canaan, a servant of servants, he shall be to his brothers. And he said, Blessed be Yahweh, the God of Shem, and let Canaan be his servant. May God enlarge Japheth, and let him dwell in the tents of Shem, and let Canaan be his servant. And Noah lived 350 years after the flood. So all the days of Noah were 950 years, and he died.